This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Trump loyalist and political trickster Roger Stone has been sentenced in a case marked by an extraordinary move from Attorney General William Barr. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Stone was convicted last year of witness tampering and lying to Congress. Federal prosecutors initially recommended he serve 7 to 9 years, but Attorney General William Barr backed off that amid complaints from President Trump, leading to 4 prosecutors quitting the case. Stone has denied doing anything wrong, calling the case politically motivated. He's the 6th Trump aide or advisor convicted on charges stemming from Bob Mueller's Russia probe. The president's blasted it as part of a witch hunt, and amid speculation he would eventually pardon Stone, told reporters this week he hasn't thought about it.
But I think he's been treated very unfairly.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The World Health Organization says it is encouraged by the apparent decline in the number of cases of the deadly coronavirus in China, but the UN Health Agency is warning against complacency as that downward trend could change. Lisa Schlein has more.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there still is a window of opportunity to contain the outbreak, but warns that window may soon close.
WHO is doing everything we can to seize that window of opportunity, and we urge the international community to do the same.
The WHO is coordinating the global response in fighting the COVID-19 disease. Tedros says the WHO is focusing its efforts on strengthening fragile health systems in developing countries. He says the deadly virus must not be allowed to take root in vulnerable societies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has vowed to fight racism after a deadly mass shooting outside Frankfurt appears to have been racially motivated. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Angela Merkel says the Frankfurt shootings expose the poison of racism in German society. She promises everything will be done to investigate the circumstances of these terrible murders and pledges to stand up against those who seek to divide the country. A witness ran over from a cafe after he heard the first shots, initially assuming there had been an altercation between family members. But when he heard the second shots, he thought it was a terror attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is thanking the FBI for helping to prevent a terror attack. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
Speaking to top officials of Russia's Federal Security Service, the KGB's successor agency, Vladimir Putin said timely information from the FBI led to the detention of 2 Islamic State group supporters who were planning attacks in St. Petersburg around the New Year. The FSB in December announced the detention of 2 Russian men who confessed to plotting the terror attacks. Putin told the group, "We are thankful to our partners for their support and professional solidarity in countering the common threat," adding Russia would return the favor. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States on Thursday slapped sanctions on 5 Iranian officials in charge of vetting candidates for the Islamic Republic's parliamentary elections, in which thousands, predominantly moderates, have been barred from running. The officials targeted ahead of Friday's vote include Ahmad Janati, a 92-year-old cleric who, according to the Treasury Department, oversaw the disqualification of nearly half of the more than 16,000 potential candidates, including dozens of sitting members of parliament. At a State Department briefing, the U.S. Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, says the 12 unelected members of Iran's Guardian Council are the ones who really get to vote in Iran.
The council denied more than 7,000 candidates the right to participate in the election. They also disqualified 90 sitting members of Iran's parliament for running for re-election.
The sanctions mean that any U.S. assets of the officials will be frozen and that transactions with them will be a crime for anyone in the United States. Taking a look at Wall Street, stocks are trading lower towards the end of the session, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.45% and the S&P off by 0.48%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.